The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Congressman William Timmons joins us for our Tuesday with Timmons. Welcome. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Joey. Great to be with you.
So we have our visiting state just down the road, Georgia, today is going to host President Joe Biden. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki made it very clear the other day why he chose Georgia.
I will say he's going to Georgia because Georgia is one of the many states where corrupt acts on the constitutional right to vote and the integrity of elections have taken place based on the big lie.
So he's there, going to give a speech today, going to challenge the big lie, as they call it. Now, interesting, who's not going to be there? Stacey Abrams has a scheduling conflict, we're told. She's not going to be able to greet the president. Also, James Woodall, the former president of NAACP, told the Times that there's no need for more speeches, that he wants action. Of course, a lot of debate on whether or not the Senate will take action to maybe loosen their rules, their filibuster rules. Where do you see this headed? Is there a chance that that the president might get the election, so-called election reform that he wants?
Well, I wouldn't call it election reform, but let's back up real quick. Stacey Abrams is not going to be there in Georgia because she still hasn't conceded the fact that she lost the governor's race however many years ago. So it's really tough to talk about the presidential election and the quote-unquote big lie, where we saw judges and unelected bureaucrats all over the country change the election laws in the weeks up to the November election, the presidential election. So they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. They want you to show a vaccine card and a driver's license to eat dinner in the restaurant in the lobby of the Hotel INN in Washington, D.C. But if I want to go vote, I shouldn't have to show an ID, and that's racist. The inconsistencies are everywhere. It is outrageous. And no, the filibuster rules will not be changed. No. The absolutely absurd quote-unquote voting rights legislation that they're trying to push in the Senate will not pass, and they're going to be screaming and yelling about it for the next few weeks, but every day they waste is another day that they're not able to hurt this country anymore and another day closer to the November election.
Now, that's a great way to look at this, Congressman, because you're right. This is all we're going to be able to hear over the next few weeks, and you know, I agree. I don't think it's headed anywhere, and it just sort of distracts them. But why do you think Chuck Schumer and the Democrat leadership would make such a big deal out of this? Would self impose certain deadlines, knowing that they're most likely not going to be able to accomplish it? I mean, it's going to look like another failure. I would think another failure to their voters.
They have nothing else they can do. They refuse to work with Republicans on actual policy. There's discussion of reforming the Electoral College Act, and that's got some bipartisan movement behind it. But again, they don't want to work with Republicans. They believe that they have this mandate. This mandate consists of the vice president being the tiebreaker in the Senate and a 4-vote margin in the House. They're acting like they have a supermajority in both bodies, and that's just not the case. So they're going to be pulled to the far left by the progressives, by the extremists, and they don't have a prayer come November.
Yeah. Speaking of the vice president, she too will be in Georgia today, and her new communications director, Jamal Simmons, some of his past tweets are showing up. It seems that evidently, back when he was working for Al Gore in the 2000 presidential election, he too had some concerns about the outcome of that. He called George W. Bush an illegitimate president. He too said that Bush stole the election. I mean, some of the same things that they're saying, some of the arguments that they're using now, he used back then in the presidential election, but it was okay for him to question the outcome.
the Democrats have voted to object to every election that a Republican won in the last 20 years. But when Republicans do it, oh, and by the way, on the basis of a voting machine broke in Ohio and the lines were too long in certain precincts, the outcome of that was, you know, a dozen points. It wasn't even close. Then you look at Arizona, where tens of thousands of people were allowed to vote that were just not supposed to be able to vote, and Republicans vote to object to that, and all of a sudden we're seditionists. It's insane.
Yeah.
It is insane. It is devoid of any facts. And again, the people, the American people, are seeing through this, and we will see evidence of that in November.
Yep. On our guest line this morning, like every Tuesday morning at 7:30, Congressman William Timmons for our Tuesday with Timmons. All right, so Joe Biden, the hits just keep on coming. His jobs report released last week wasn't exactly what he was expecting, was it?
It was not at all. Hundreds of thousands of jobs short, but again, it's not surprising considering the inflation that we're seeing, the prices in the grocery store, the prices at the gas pump, the policies that they're pushing out do not facilitate economic growth. So it's no surprise that businesses are not investing.
Yep. This morning we've had a conversation going on here. Really one of those things I had not necessarily planned to do, but I've had a lot of listeners around the area texting me photos of empty shelves in Walmarts and Publix and other stores where they grocery shop. Evidently, potatoes are in short supply. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better, but Joe Biden just seems to just move along. I mean, he's too busy, wanting to impose his vaccine mandates than worry about the supply chain.
I think it's important for people to understand why we're having these challenges with the supply chain. We live in a globalized economy. Goods come from all over the world. The West Coast is held captive by California. California is continuing to allow people to not work because of COVID, because of, they're all double vaxxed and boosted and triple boosted, but they can't work because of COVID. Now, when you don't have people unloading container ships and you don't have truck drivers taking stuff from the containers to the rail line, from the containers to the stores, you're going to have these challenges. And you think about these people that are driving trucks. Up until the middle of December, they were being paid between $1,100 and $1,300 a week to not work. I don't blame them. I mean, I blame the president. I blame the Democrats for allowing that to happen. So we've got to get everybody back to work. And until we do, we're not going to fix these problems.
Yeah. Speaking of the vaccine mandates, Friday, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments on Biden's unconstitutional vaccine mandates. Any insight from your your part on when you think we might hear a decision and what that could possibly be?
I think it's going to be quick. I think they know they have to act. The chaos that Biden's unconstitutional executive orders created cannot be understated. I've had thousands of phone calls from people in the 4th Congressional District that are worried, both business owners, large and small, as well as individuals who are being forced to choose to whether they're going to put food on their family or get a vaccine they don't want to get. I've said the whole time, everybody that wants to get the vaccine can get it. If you don't, but go back to work. That's as simple as that. So
yep.
I believe that the Supreme Court will uphold the rule of law, will strike down all of his unconstitutional vaccine mandates, and I hope it is in the very short order. So again, we can create the certainty necessary to get our economy back moving again.
Yep. And that is imperative that we do so. Congressman William Timmons, is always a pleasure to speak with you. Be safe, and we'll do it again next Tuesday.
Great to be with you. Look forward to it.
Sure thing. Congressman William Timmons.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.